Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So who else is a little exhausted from the Oscars last night, but still excited nonetheless because Hollywood literally rolls out the red carpet and looks amazing when it's Oscar night? It's your host, Elizabeth Kay with 50 Shades of Kay, joined with two guests this morning, some of my favorite fashionable stylist people. We have Scott Yance, who's returning on the podcast from Scott Free Salon, and Jordan DeChambre.
Hello.
Fashion stylist and blogger who's always here to talk about fashion and the best and worst dressed.
That's right.
So do we want to start with the worst? Do we want to jump into that? Because I was telling you,
I didn't
have a worst dress, Jordan, but you said you had several.
You know, I don't mean to seem like I am this like horrid person, but I have to tell you, there's something about identifying the worst dress where you're like, oh, this is, you know, they're the worst. And I have to tell you, like Salma Hayek for me, that was just, I could not. The fact that that was created for her by Gucci, personalized dress, exactly what she wanted. It was a train wreck. So many sequins, so many rhinestones, so much going on.
The rhinestones, there was a lot going on. And with her cleavage, it wasn't laying well. It was almost collapsing in her cleavage. And correct, that's not supposed to
That is not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and when you think about like always take one thing away, like she could have taken 15 things away and it still would have been a look. Like it was way too much. And I love Salma Hayek. And it was just really disappointing.
See,
you know, I have to say, like, that was my worst hair. So her hair matched the dress. I mean, it was
what happened there then? I mean, is somebody getting fired today? What happened that was so bad? What look was she trying to go for, do you think?
I think, you know, one of two things happens when something really terrible on the red carpet walks out. Either the star did it themselves and did not listen to a stylist, or they hired a bad stylist. And I really don't know, you know, it's one of those two things. I don't know which way it is with Salma Hayek. I would consider, since she's married to the chairman of one of the biggest fashion companies in the world, that she probably has an amazing stylist working with
her. You would think.
But, you know, and it's also, I think she spends a lot of time trying to show off her cleavage. And I get it. I would, too, if I had that cleavage. But then you have to keep the rest of the look simple.
Right. But her hair was done by somebody. Clearly done by somebody. It was like a bad, like, if that look left my salon on prom day, I would be so angry. Like, I wouldn't let her leave my salon looking like that.
Have you had moments like that where you're like, hey, we need to do a redo here?
A lot of times, like, I work right by the stairs where you come in and out of the downtown salon, and I watch. And if there's something that's not right, I will definitely stop them and pull them back if I don't feel like it's good.
And Scott, you just said, obviously, you don't like Salma's hair, but was she your pick for worst hair?
She was my pick. Her and Mira Sorvino. Did you see her hair?
Oh, I did.
It looked like she just combed it when it was wet and left it dry. Mm-hmm. And then it was really, really
now,
bad.
Now, that's a good segue for my question I was going to have for you about hair. I noticed a lot of straight hair.
There was.
It was Nicole Kidman to Sandra Bullock. Now, what did you think about that?
Like, for those two, I felt like it was age appropriate. It was definitely 90s, center part, hard, straight hair. But I didn't feel like it was bad. Like, there was so much other, all the up styles, all the updos, I should call them up don'ts, were so horrible that I didn't even mind it. And, like, typically I would have, like, been like, oh, that's rather boring. It's been done so much, and you really should have stepped it up for the Oscars. Mm-hmm. But I think it looked good with the makeup and the clothing. You know, they weren't that bad. I thought they were okay.
It kind of all worked together.
It all worked together, yeah. And there was enough stuff that we could look at that was bad.
Well, and I have to say, one of my worst dressed that I did notice, now that I think back on it, it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, but, she always is, right?
But maybe that's why I thought it was so bad, is because to see her in this big floral dress that was off the shoulder... Yeah. All of that wasn't what you're used to seeing with Whoopi, that it's almost as if someone said, hey, do this because it's the Oscars. She almost didn't look comfortable because it wasn't how you're used to seeing her. Does that make sense?
It feels like that is the dress that she might have worn in like the early 90s when she was nominated for Ghost.
Right.
Like, I feel like that would have been appropriate then, like at that point.
Yes,
totally.
And now it's like, I get it. It was a big celebration of Oscars throughout the year and throughout the years. And you had Rita Moreno wearing the same dress she wore in 1962,
she is so cute.
Which was so amazing, like to do that. that. But
she
just,
looked amazing.
She looked amazing.
In her 80s and wearing that dress. Yes. Props to her for that.
And can we just give props to all of the women who were a little bit more mature, who were completely rocking it? Jane Fonda looked amazing.
She looked great. Her
Helen
hair looked
Mirren.
Great.
Yes. Right?
Helen, yeah.
I mean, Faye Dunaway. All these women. Lori Metcalf, you know, Allison Janney. All, and I'm not just saying it because I'm 40 now, but I feel like once you reach your 40s, you are really, you know, coming into yourself from a fashion and beauty perspective.
Right, right.
And yes, you want to look sexy, but you still want to look age appropriate, right. But you also want to push the envelope to say, hey, wow, look at me.
Right, right. And then you have someone like Nicole Kidman, who had the most controversial dress of the night, hands down.
Right. Our producer loved the giant bow that she had.
I loved it.
I'll tell you why, though.
And it's, you know, it was such a debate that I actually did an Instagram poll about it because I wanted to see who ended up being 50-50.
Yeah.
She always has bows, though, doesn't she, Jordan?
She wears art.
Yeah.
Because she has one of the only body types in the world that can wear art.
Because
right?
she's tall and still curvy?
She's tall and she's thin. And these, I mean, could you imagine?
So I should not show up with a, because these hips don't lie over here, so I should not have the big bow.
Girl, with these hips and this butt, there's no way that I would be rocking a bow at all, but she can do it, so she can actually translate art for the runway, which I think is
I appreciate.
That's why her straight hair worked, because it was like this.
Simple on top.
But very simple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about that, Jordan, when it comes to dressing and styling and having kind of that balance. One of my favorites, I thought Jennifer Garner looked amazing.
Stunning.
She's usually not someone I pick as like a best dress because she's always just really cute.
Right.
And she's the girl next door.
Safe.
She looked banging. She looked so hot.
That cobalt blue.
Gosh, did she look great.
Just beyond stunning. I you know, I kind of felt like, you know, she's the new single lady. Right?
Yes.
Like, so she's out there.
She's out.
Like, I'm going to step it up. I'm going to wear this amazing cobalt. They are not going to miss me. And I thought the hair was fun for
you
her,
know what?
Too.
Yeah, and there was a few that had that. I was trying to think. Like, there was a couple people that had that hard side part and then those waves. And like,
I was going
to
ask you about that. Is that a thing now?
Very nice. It's very nice. It was, for me, it was a little bit safe, but I felt like it worked because it looked beautiful with what she was wearing. I'm trying to think who else. There was a few people who had that.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern had that look.
I'm pulling out my notes here, Scott, because
I was noticing
all of the side parts. I was kind of paying attention to that. If that was going to now sort of be a thing. Judd had it. Margot Robbie. Emma Stone.
Yes.
Those were the notes that I had here for the side part.
Yeah, I really love that, like, kind of almost like 20s inspired feel to it, you know? I thought it looked great. I thought that all those I had written down.
And it seemed like it was either an extreme side part or an extreme center part.
Which, like, not to go back and beat up Salma Hayek more. Did you see her part? It wasn't even straight.
Right.
Like, it was making me crazy. Like, I'm a little OCD. So
Selma, you're drunk. Go home.
We are
right?
so disappointed
so
in you.
So bummed out.
You know, and the celebrities, they understand that when they step out on the red carpet that everyone is criticizing everything they're doing. So they know what they're getting themselves into.
Of course.
Now, how does this translate to us regular folks? Well, that's why you guys are here. What are you seeing with trends when it comes to colors and style?
Well, from a fashion perspective, I think that, you know, some of the big trends of the night we're already seeing for spring. So we were seeing, obviously, pastels for spring. What a novel idea. But lavender, you know, was popping up on the runway, and that, you know, with ultraviolet being the Pantone color of the year, the lighter lavender tone has really emerged as kind of the pastel. And we were seeing that, and we're still seeing a bit of that millennium pink, like Sparze Ronan's dress had was the millennium pink, and tons of white, which, you know, kind of the antithesis to the black that we were seeing at the Golden Globes. We're seeing so much white. We're going to be seeing a ton of white for spring. White jeans are back in a huge way. White pumps, white handbags. So that is all of
you're wearing a white leather coat right now. She's so good. She's
but
so good.
The other part of it on the flip side is I think we're also seeing kind of like a lot of like strong looks for women. So bold red or like rock and roll, like, you know, kind of warrior princess, like the gilded look that Jennifer Lawrence was wearing or Gal Gadot, like they, you know, that kind of strong. And I think that translated into the hair with those like kind of blunt lobs and bobs in the shorter looks.
Would you agree, Scott?
Yeah, I would totally agree. I think last night really showed off the bobs and lobs a lot. And like you said, with the hard parts, I think hard parts for both men and women were seen a lot, which is kind of cool in like fashion and hair. It's kind of fun because it's kind of becoming semi-thematic now, you know, and we're really taking inspiration from, you know, certain eras or certain things and really making them quite literal, which which we haven't done for so long. It's like kind of fun to do. You know?
No, absolutely. And that's what's kind of fun about the Oscars, because we're here in the Midwest ready to come out of hibernation. We're ready to see some bright colors. And I think the Oscars kind of get us excited for that, of what's to come and what's trending for spring and into summer.
Absolutely. And I think that the so many actors and actresses did such a great job last night of kind of wearing their movies.
Yes,
so if you look at the cast of the Black Panther, like they were all translating that, right? Then you look at Gal Gadot and you think of the warrior outfits from from Wonder Woman and how that translated. Even Margot Robbie with her gorgeous Chanel, but just it had a little bit of a figure skater feel to it, right?
Totally.
With that little bit of beading on top.
Yeah, a little. The beading to me kind of reminded a little 90s version of like decorating, but she was promoting a 90s person in history, so
and,
I guess.
And it was like, that's the kind of the elegant Chanel version of what an Ice Capades dress would be for the Oscars. You know what I mean? So I think people are really thinking about that when they're getting dressed, you know, now and with their hair, how it's relating to the movies that they're in and the movies that are kind of the big blockbusters right now as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is all great stuff. And I know you're still continuing to talk about this on social media. So for anyone that wants to follow Jordan, we have everything linked up at 991themix.com. You're always great on Instagram and your blog.
Thank you.
And really, if I'm ever going out, there's times where I'm like, wait, what did Jordan post last? What is she what is she wearing? And Scott from Scott Free Salons, you were here last time and I asked you, are you accepting new clients? And you say always.
Always.
Right in downtown Milwaukee.
That's
so
right.
Check him out. We'll link him up at 991themix.com. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe. So to subscribe to 50 Shades of K, make sure you're on your iTunes app, Google Play, or your podcast app on your smartphone. Search for 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. Then there should be a little button where you hit subscribe. There's also a little button where you can hit review. I'd love it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. Again, it's 50 Shades of K. Thanks so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.